I mean, that's what they ask. You go around the world on these tours, you know, and this sort of press conference as well, getting the Beatles back together again. They said, well, what are you talking about?
I'm sure.
Like, you couldn't. They said, well, how about Julian? I said, I feel sorry for him getting in the middle of all of that. Or Sean or somebody, you know.
Sean.
Well, let me ask you it this way. Are you getting back together?
No.
And yet?
Due to a miracle marketing strategy, beyond the realms of reasonable possibility, it is announced simultaneously on radio, compact disc and TV. The John, Paul, George and Ringo, they're going to be reforming as the Beatles in 1993. And things skip into action immediately. George buys the film rights in a flurry of activity. Paul says they're not going to play Japan. Ringo cancels his chat show plans. And John, who was never the quiet one, John stays silent for the time being. And the world says, when the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America, they're going to be sponsored by Visa.
Most concerts that are going out have sponsors these days. It's just the way everyone does it, you know. We were really hanging on till we found someone we felt fitted. I didn't really want to do a soft drinks firm because, you know, holding up a bottle and sort of all that stuff. Basically, what we've done is that Visa are helping us out on the travel for the tour. But what they're basically doing is they're making a commercial on the lines of their kind of Olympic commercials, which they're actually just showing the show happen, showing us arrive in limousines.
In Paris, they lined up in the streets. In Rome, it was standing room only. In L.A. and New York, his concert sold out in an hour. So if you want to see Paul McCartney and his new band, get in line early and get out your Visa card. Because a concert like this doesn't take place every day, and it doesn't take American Express.
The best things in life are free. You can keep them for the birds and bees. Now give me money.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
Your loving give me a thrill. Your loving don't pay my bills. Now give me money.
That's what I want.
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 Yeah.
That's what I want.
Money don't get everything it's due. What it don't get, I can use. Now give me money.
Contracts involving sponsorship, t-shirt deals, Michael Jackson. They interviewed on live TV, a
about management deals and corporate policy. And who's going to be the manager of the new Beatles PLC? The manager is made up of clone parts of Colonel Tom Parker, Richard Nixon, Donald Trump, and of course George wants the Maharishi.
You know, we've all leading our own lives. It's been 8 years, really. And I don't think an ad in the paper is going to do the trick. We have to want it personally ourselves. And not just to make $50 million or whatever the figure may be. We must do it because we want to be together as people first, and secondly, to be together for the music. And then everything else would fall into place. But at the moment, everybody is doing their own lives. And it feels to me a bit like saying, please go back to school. You know, that was like our apprenticeship. Yeah.
The day I went back to school.
They get into the studio, and they're going to be co-produced by, guess what, George Martin and Jeff Lynne. Ringo's disappointed to find that no one needs him anymore except for the Vibe, because he's been sampled. He's now available as part of the Great Drummer Sampled series for $9.99, available from your local corner shop, compatible with your cheapest available possible computer. The irony is, it plays in time.
You know, I've just got this feeling that if anyone is likely to get the Beatles to reform again, it's going to be you. Because
well, they say that. I don't know why.
Well,
I mean, you know,
it must
maybe
be
it's because I'm so nice.
It might have something to do with that, Judah. Don't you think that
no,
could happen?
No, it's down to the four of us. Not any one of us can do it. I mean, Paul used to be the one to get everything together.
Yes,
you know, he'd phone us up. John and I'd be sitting in the garden. He'd phone up saying, well, should we do an album? We say, oh, yeah, okay, because what are we doing sitting in the garden? We'll go and do an album, you know. He used to be the one to get things moving, really.
Yes. Would you like to do it again?
Well, I wouldn't like to go out on the road and everything again. I think we could... The thing we could do was record together again. That's about it. I wouldn't fancy
but
going on the road with anymore.
No. Not a stage concert again.
No, we'd have to get all that makeup on and aisle sneakers. Well, I'm not shaving my beard off for anyone. Maybe I'll just have it dyed gold.
Well, the Who, the Stones, Debbie Gibson and Bross record a supergroup single at very great cost, but it's so hard to make the charts because everyone's taking the new Beatles to heart. From the day of the announcement to the day of the big reunion gig at Chase Stadium, every record in the top 40 on both sides of the Atlantic for 3 whole years is by Lennon and McCartney. Except something, which was George Harrison's only good one. And a world is in. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America, it's gonna be sponsored by Greenpeace as well.
Gotta save, gotta save, gotta save the world. Someone else may wanna use it. So far we're seeing this planet's rate how we've abused it. We gotta save the world. Russians have the biggest share with their long fingers everywhere, and now their bombs in outer space with laser beams and atomic waste. Rainforest chopped for paper towels, 100 acres every hour. All birds and wildlife all destroyed to keep some millionaires employed. We gotta save the whale. Greenpeace, God knows they should do it, but dog food salesmen persist unkindly to harpoon it. We gotta save the world. The Armament Consortium of selling us plutonium. Now you can make your own H-bomb right in the kitchen with your mom. The nuclear power that costs you more than anything you've known before. The half-ass answer to a need for cancer, death, destruction, greed. Save the world. Someone's children, they may need it. So far we're seeing the big business of extinction bleeding. We gotta save the world. So few with evil hearts determined to reduce this planet into hell, then find a buyer and make quick sale to end up on a happy note, like trying to make concrete float. It's very simple knowing that
We gotta save the world. Someone else may wanna use it, and it's time you knew how close we come. We're gonna lose it. Gotta save, gotta save, gotta save the world.
When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America. George gets Monty Python in to do some vocals, and Linda takes a lot of photos for a book that is sold out before she even thought of putting it out. John, who's never the quiet one, John makes all his press contributions by quoting from his old songs in tune, in time with the backing track behind him. And when somebody asks him what it's like in the studio, he says, well, it's been a hard day tonight. No one understands him, but he always was the cryptic one.
I have a little budgie, he is my very pal. I take him walks in Britain, I hope I always shall. I call my budgie Jeffrey, my granddad's name's the same. I call him after granddad who had a feathered brain. Is that enough?
Now I've got a most familiar figure and face for all of you across the country here with me now, of the original Beatles, Mr. John Lennon.
Hello,
John. Nice to see you, John.
How are you?
What's been your view of this American professional football scene?
It's an amazing event and sight. It makes rock concerts look like tea parties. But I must say the first thing I heard when I got in was them playing a Beatles tune yesterday, which cheered me up no end. I've been trying to follow the game, but I couldn't understand why half the team was off and half the team was on.
Well, we can't explain that to you now, but what's your general impression of the game as compared with A, rugby, and B, soccer football?
It's nothing like soccer, but I can see a very close relationship to rugby football, which has the same shape ball and they move 15 yards down the line at a time. But I can see the game here has changed completely from that. But it's very similar in its aspects. The goals are the same, they have points the same, they have to get a touchdown the same, but they don't have the scrum here, where both teams really punch each other, you know?
Will the Beatles ever reunite?
You never know. You never know. I mean, it's always in the wind. If it looked like this, it might be worth doing, right?
You did just spend the weekend with Ringo.
Yeah, and I promised him I'd mention his album Out Now, and I said I wouldn't mention my own, which is out now, too. Forget it.
Thank you very much,
it's been
John.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me, Howard.
Well, maybe we'll get to talk to you later in the show. Right now, we've got to rejoin the Gipper. Frank,
okay,
Gipper.
Gipper. Over to Gipper. Bye-bye.
When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America. And finally the record hits the shelves, and it's called The Beatles from Ourselves. And for anyone who didn't know, well, it sounded quite a lot like ELO, or ELP, or FYC, or REM, or XTC. It sounded a lot like XTC, but it didn't sound much like PSI. Sound much like P.S. I love you.
As I write this letter,
thank you.
And finally, the day before the big gig at Shea, the word goes around, people are saying that they're not gonna play. The whole thing's been a big insurance scam to get the reissues selling again. A very cynical attitude, but I expect the money is making interest in someone's bank account. And then we're over at the stadium. Over to you, Roger. The lights go down. The screaming stops. You can hear a pin drop.
One more time, when the night is cloudy.
There is a reunion taking place. On stage. These are the people that have performed all day, and that's what you're hearing the crowd yell about.
Yes, but it's not the Beatles.
And suddenly there they are. And I get scared as they go until I saw her standing there. They crash through the best set in the world. Encore with the whole of Sergeant Pepper's. In order, they're gods. And I'm in heaven, but on the very last quarter of a day in the life, the Beatles are beamed off into outer space by a waiting spaceship which takes them to a better place, a place where no one knows them, a place where reunions are not expected of anyone, not even the Buzzcocks. This is my dream. I bought it. I bought the product. You can believe what you like. But in heaven, folks, all right, that's why I'm singing now. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America. Protest lives on, that's what they say. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America.
I'm going to ask you one more question, and I've been working up to it the entire program. Perhaps you'll answer it honestly and openly. When are the Beatles getting together again?
Well, it's actually going to be on